Blog Talk Radio.
Which side are you on, world? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, America? Which side are you on?
Welcome to World Pulse Radio. I want to open World Pulse Radio with a few words about the wall, the shutdown, and what seems to be most important to the president and both sides of the aisle. In the Senate, during the shutdown, Cardin, Rubio, Cory Gardner have made passionate speeches on the importance of giving Israel the gift of criminalizing the BDS movement, which, by the way, the House will be voting on this Monday. Gardner even went so far as to say that those of us against this idea of criminalizing BDS were traitors. And he said a great deal more. Which side are they on, America? Which side are your lawmakers on? Our president, while touting his wall on several occasions, brought up the Israeli wall and how well that was working. Now that is scary, since the Israeli wall was designed to keep the families of Palestine in, while at the same time making them easy targets. But no one in office nor media has so far told the American people who was lined up to build this American wall. Why not? Prototypes for Trump's wall, including Israeli model, are already taking shape on America's border. So Israel is about to get a law passed which would undermine America's First Amendment rights, and if passed, would imprison those Americans who support the BDS movement. If the wall fiasco is passed, then Israel will be behind the building of this wall. It seems that they are already working at the border to that end. What say you, America? Which side are you on, America? Which side are you on, Congress? Which side are you on? Listening to the UN today, January 26, 2019, listening to certain countries going against the Maduro government was scary. Their reasoning was anything but an open, honest debate by those clearly with ulterior motives, like the U.S. and its lackeys, to foster any excuse to interfere in another country's internal affairs. Most UN members siding with the U.S. did not bring up the debilitating sanctions imposed by the U.S., causing Venezuelans to suffer, nor the outside influences and the troublemakers who are clearly instigators. Sound familiar? It should. It reminded me of the debilitating sanctions George Herbert Bush and Congress imposed on the Iraqis, before we went into that country under George W. Bush and destroyed it. No meds, food shortages, etc. Children were dying, and the country was on its knees. Then America, the beacon of light, attacked. And we all know how well that democracy thingy did for over 2 million Iraqis. Over 2 million escaped to Syria. Yes, I did say Syria. Well over 1 million Iraqis, many under the age of 16, were killed. America's interference opened the door for ISIS, ISIL, and the destruction of a country we said needed our help. Really. Cheeky Lady says, when first the power brokers practiced to deceive, damn, what a tangled web they dare weave. The Trump administration has announced that Elliot Abrams, a man who supported the use of paramilitaries and death squads in Latin America 3 decades ago, will lead the U.S. efforts to press for democracy in Venezuela. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the 71-year-old would oversee Washington's outreach after it declared it was recognizing Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and not elected President Nicolas Maduro as the nation's legitimate leader. Elliot will be a true asset to our mission to help the Venezuelan people fully restore democracy and prosperity to their country, Mr. Pompeo said, according to Reuters. What happened, America? We may not all agree on certain issues and the best way to implement them, but as one who loves this nation and what the once achievable American dream actually stood for, I'm sorry to inform you that for at least the last several decades, a reality show mentality has taken over. And no, I am not speaking about President Trump. Trump is only the latest fall guy talking head, which his advisors are also having trouble controlling. Given my experiences over many decades, the many circles as an entertainer I've traveled in, I am sad to announce that what many of us once believed about those we sent to D.C. to represent us and the American dream is nothing more than a lie. Why a lie? Easy. We sent representatives to represent our grievances and our community needs. But when you understand that most of these senators and representatives have become entrenched, embedded within both houses of the people on both sides of the aisle, you must see the handwriting on the wall. This is why America is losing ground within her country and beyond her shores. America has become complacent and complicit and allowed the voices of the American people to be stifled. Our founders never once said that serving in the government should become a career move. Quite the opposite. Our founders never said nor indicated that those who hold an allegiance to the USA but carry dual citizenship should ever be elected to serve in the U.S. Congress. And if they did serve, those with dual citizenship should recuse themselves from voting when voting on something which had the United States and another country, in this case Israel, at the heart of an issue. You cannot serve two masters. So what happened, America? We, the people, happened. We became complacent. We've not been, as Jefferson said, vigilant. What happened, America? Why is it that we haven't been vigilant? Well, for more decades than I can account for, we, the people, are forever seeing our rights usurped as we worked feverishly to make ends meet. We spent a great deal of energy, and rightfully so, for many decades, fighting for the right to a seat at the table where the oligarchs, corporations, hung out. Sadly, we also had certain leaders within the union who forgot who they served. Unfortunately, there seems to be no cure for greed. Yet, for a time, when unions and the voice of the American people, working people, were strong and membership had a voice, we almost made unions a permanent staple in the U.S. government. And for a short period, many Americans had a chance at achieving the American dream. Well, what happened, America? Where and why did it all go wrong? What turned the American dream into the nightmare it is today? And for at least half this nation, housing crisis? Who caused this, America? Well, the name-calling game played a big role back then, and sadly, it's alive and well today. Have you ever wondered why unions, the voice of the working class, were considered a no-no in America and many other areas of the world? Germany, for instance? Americans who've lived for many years should understand this issue. I'm not going into the history of unions and why many families understood the need for a seat at the table where the oligarchs hung out. This issue speaks for itself. Some of you listening already know the answer to this question, but those who don't, do the research while you still have an open, informative internet. Cheeky Lady says, just when you think the nation of your birth cannot be even more idiotic, it goes and proves you wrong. America, stand down. How dare you call an unelected person the new president of Venezuela when Venezuela has a president, Maduro, elected by his countrymen. I am convinced that American leaders have lost their minds. After 9/11, we saw our Congress go ballistic. Iraq, Syria, Libya, Ukraine, Afghanistan, constantly threatening Iran, Cuba. Remember the crickets? They gave us the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, gave the private sector immunity so they could be safe as they spied on us. And so much more, it makes one's head hurt. Hello, America. Anyone home? It's as if the entire Congress and White House were cloned, and the clones are defective and running amok. Please pray for Venezuela and Maduro. This is wrong on so many levels. By the way, the U.S. has said that they will not allow President Maduro to throw America's diplomats out of his country. Who the hell do we think we are, America? Pence versus Venezuela. Vice President Pence made his speech about this issue of Venezuela, saying Maduro was a usurper when he was elected by a majority of his people. I believe that Pence has more power when it comes to this presidency, much as Cheney had over the George W. Bush presidency. Hugo Chavez has had his share of deadly encounters where the U.S. corporations wanted to take him down. Whatever one thinks about Trump, they must get a handle on the advisors. In every presidency, the advisors have proven to be more powerful than the head person, the president, especially since the Reagan admin, when corporations came right in, made themselves cozy, and began to dismantle this nation's constitution. I am of the mind that Trump was not expected to win, that the money was on Hillary, and that went awry because the Dems could not keep their corrupt leaders from undermining Bernie Sanders. America has been hoodwinked for so long, she cannot see the forest for the trees. 9/11 really cinched it. Illegal war with Iraq, Patriot Act, Homeland Security, Citizens United, the Pfizer Immunity Clause, and so much more. I fear that the brainwashing, at least among certain Americans, is complete. The pharmaceuticals have seen to that. While we want to blame Mexico for bringing in drugs that kill, we have home-based drug companies doing just that. But this scourge is coming from within.
We're
determined to spend or raise billions of tax dollars to build a wall around the border when we should be using that money to investigate home-grown drug pushers like the Sackers. America's homegrown pushers. I wonder, do the lawmakers ever read the stories that speak to this horrid issue, or do they rely on advisors tied into the Sackers? America's homegrown pushers. And what about who's going to build this wall? Why is it that not one of our leaders on either side of the aisle have ever told us the important piece of information? Last year, it was indicated that an Israeli company would build America's wall. Trump believing that the white trade issue, where children are involved, is solely coming or going at the Mexican border, needs to know that the truth is far more insidious than that. What about rabbis and the Saudis and their involvement in the sex trade and organ trade business? Police have been involved in these issues. Why not the lawmakers? What about the man who gave Clinton and many other high-profile people the Lolita Express, billionaire Jeffrey Epstein? America, it's long overdue for you to clean your own political house. Your goody-two-shoes agenda no longer works, lest one be a complete fool. America is falling into the abyss, and many are standing around while it happens. Know your enemy, America, since that enemy is coming at you from within. You know, it's funny. A Russian leader said this a while back. World Pulse Radio has its phone lines open for those of you that would like to discuss some of the issues that we have presented in this particular show.
Members
This is our second show. For those of you who have been tuning in, you know we've had a lot of glitches today with certain one of them. First of all, we don't always hear, and we don't always know where to come in and talk to you. Hope you bear with us. Issues that we're concerned about, issues should. Life is precious. All. Right now, sadly, America is pressing. Most part, including the military, not allow anyone. People who love him, people who protect him, put their body around him when sort of a bone was lying. And later on, Colombia, part of it, and the United States. Folks, the world is. I don't have all the answers. One thing I am the war. I am of innocent faith, Christ, for those innocents that wind up starving, those who wage war, ups and dreams, and say, whoa, what is my look? Look at all them. Blood, sweat, and those. Folks, I hope we'll get this. I really am not a long-winded person. I really fight my emotion. Putting in Palestine, going on for a long time, while Pompeo called it when after Venezuela wondered about his watering family palace. And then there's Yemen. My goodness, all of a sudden Venezuela, we're not even talking about the starving children, family, Yemen. That is. See, this is like, you know, a game. Satan's put you and get you thinking something else so you don't think about the other pressing. Morning. I'm here to love things of the country, mostly her sins. I do not abide.
they make it really hard. They don't give you a clear direction of what's going on. Like, I'm looking into this on-air episode 4 of theirs, studio, watching it count down, but I don't see anything moving around that would tell me that you're involved. This second episode may be a mess. We still got 8 minutes. I don't know what to say. I'm going to go ahead and cut this off now. But it's not we have to check. Sorry about that. Work on the next one.
Which side are you on?